The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, my name is Sinzir, and you're listening to Homo Ground.
Massai, we ain't taking your shit no more. Kicking the door, waving the fofo, cause we don't want to be lynched no more. You can't kill our kids no more. Who you trying to put them shackles on? Emmett Till, Young Trayvon, Sandra Bland, and Eric Garner. Wait, protect and serve, unless you black get killed on the curb. Systematic oppression, okay. Scared of all of that melanin, okay. Trying to get you out of your element. Fuck shit never resonate when the world built off the backs of slaves. Generations trying to numb the pain, generations raised by the astronomer. I'm an animal, lions, tigers, and bears. Lions, tigers, and bears, animals. They call us animals. Lions, tigers, and bears. Lions, tigers, and bears, animals. We some animals. Lions, tigers, and bears. Lions, tigers, and bears, animals. They call us animals. Lions, tigers, and bears. Lions, tigers, and bears. Ancestors thrown in them dungeons. Black folk being hunted. Got the mind is slave, slaves mine for diamonds, we buy the chains. I don't want your chains, I want them babies out of that grave. How much more can we take? Not a game, there's a lot at stake. We're talking about a whole race, the lost tribe that lost faith. The wrath of God is in the rain, the floods is coming 40 days. A sinner praying for her ways, we at war for our race. No, we can't turn the page, it's time for them to feel our pain. Start a riot, let it burn. Orangutan. Wonder why we going crazy. They took Pac, Biggie, Pimp, and Nipsey. The devil's been busy. We want all the smoke like a chimney. Smoke. Never back it down. Is you with me? Ride. Ride for the tribe. Never sell out for no hype. Never said, oh, we gon' fight. Stand up for our rights. That's the shit they don't like.
Don't like.
It's time for us to unite.
Unite.
Can't turn a blind eye.
Blind eye.
We say ready, pretty, try it. Tigers and bears, lions, tigers and bears, animals. They call us animals. Lions, tigers and bears, lions, tigers and bears, animals. We some animals. Lions, tigers and bears, lions, tigers and bears, animals. They call us animals. Lions, tigers and bears, lions, tigers and bears.
So artist name is Sinzir, obviously derives from the word sincere. And what I did is I just switched the letter C with the letter Z just to kind of give it its own identity. It was a cool way to represent everything that I am. I'm very sincere to my artistry, so it made a lot of sense in that aspect. So yeah, I go by the name of Sinzir. Music has kind of been with me since I was a young girl. I remember at a very, very young age, like around four or five, it was kind of like a way of to escape kind of the things that I was going through at that time. And so it's always kind of been there through my story. When I really got into music and started recording records and working on production and things like that, I would say about 2012. It was self-start. It was DIY. It was an outlet for me. So in the very beginning, it was a notepad and ideas. And a beat from a stereo. As I progressed and as I learned more and started taking it a little more seriously, it, you know, graduated from that to a friend's basement, a computer with like a computer headphones that had like the mic attached, super amateur. And then it graduated from that to, you know, a friend's bathroom. It just started growing where, when, you know, we had maybe the Apple Tower and we had a professional mic and more things to work with and, you know, programs like Logic, and then I graduated from that to state-of-the-art studio. So started with just a notepad and a beat.
We went from ashy to classy, broke to fancy.
You can take a nigga out the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out, nigga.
All black immaculate flows, impacting culture, fighting off the vultures. Show you how to move in a room full of, okay? This Ray Charles and Ray James. Sam Cooke and Etta James. James Brown and B.B. King. All got it out of them streams. From the ghetto, see the belly of the beast. If you sweet, get the trick and they gon' beat that ass. Always a preacher man with a preacher dad. And my cousin knows so-and-so, so where the feature at? And we don't feed the rats. OGs on wax, off the low. Legends birth from the ghetto. Rebels, so iconic. We get it popping. If I like it, then I'm gon' cop it. It's done on auto.
They don't lie because my hair is nappy. Keep your head up, hang around by the Mally. Street cats creeping like Mr. O'Malley. Police's mission is to make you unhappy. Shoot them down, we finna light them up. A mother cries because she lost her son. Another one and then another one dying by the gun. In the game.
Low key pimpin', got the fur on the back. Diamond in the back of the Cadillac.
Throwing half on the sack, got to watch my back. I was cutting glass, moving work for half. Pulling up in the J, kitty purr like cat. Stay with the strap, bullets fly like bats. Bet the thang sang like scat, scat, scat. Catch you lacking, little nigga, make it snap, snap, snap. And if you smoking on the tree, pass the backwood back. Kool-Aid with the drip, got the juice in the bank. Nappy headed with the braids, they pray I'm set in my ways. The self-hatred pays the police's way. They saying why, cause my afro shame. Still screaming, fuck the regime. Still ain't accepting defeat. In the ghetto, there ain't no guarantees. We count receipts, don't fuck with the beast.
Stay on me cause my hair is nappy. Keep your head up, hang around by the Mally. Street cats creeping like Mr. O'Malley. Police's mission is to make you unhappy. Shoot them down, we finna light them up. A mother cries because she lost her son. Another one, and then another one. Dying by the gun. In the ghetto.
Fuck is you talking about, bruh? We done survived apartheid, segregation, racism, classism, and every single motherfucking ism there is. You feel me, bitch? We out here, bitch. We out here.
They don't like me cause my hair is nappy. Keep your head up, hang around by the Mally. Street cats creeping like Mr. O'Malley. Police mission is to make you unhappy. Shoot them down, we finna light them up. Mother cries because she lost her son. Another one and then another one dying by the gun.
In the ghetto.
Yes, this is the ghetto.
It was my first album, which consisted of 7 tracks, so it's considered an EP, I guess. But to me, it was definitely a first album, and it's titled Ghetto Gabby, which is just a accounts of kind of my journey thus far, as much of it as I could get in 7 songs. So it's hip hop opera sort of vibe, and just it opens with a song called Belly of the Beast, where I discuss my dealings with suicide. And that kind of sets the tone for the storytelling aspect of the album. And it also brings the listener closer to me intimately, in a sense, right off the bat. We go into some records called Real, and it's just as it sounds, it's just being true to your authentic self, always representing that, no matter how uncomfortable that could be. And then a record named Posers, where in the day and age we live in now, in the internet age, I feel like people, there's so many masks up and facades. It's actually, I feel like for a lot of people, it's harder to be themselves nowadays. When I think the opposite, I feel like it's easier. And so that record touches on a kind of that, which is just a, it was about my dealings with people in the industry and dealings with even sometimes family members and friends that can turn on you and turn your back on you, and just how, you know, finding your, or being resilient through those moments. And then a record on called Animals. I'm a person of color, of course. And so I'm very in tune to who I am, my ancestry, my ancestors. I'm Afro-Canadian. You know, the history of my peoples starts in Africa. But of course, my ancestors were slaves that were brought from Africa to Jamaica and thus dispersed to other places in the world. And so it's just, as a young queer Black girl growing up, I guess the challenges I faced were a little bit different. So, you know, people judge me for my sexuality, but they also judge me from the color of my skin. And so oftentimes I was treated like an animal, whether it was by people of different races or whether it was by law enforcement. I've been treated like animal. I've seen my people treated like animals. If we speak to the Rodney King beatings, if we speak to everything that Frederick Douglass stood for, if we speak to Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., Marcus Garvey, if we speak to just the history of, you know, we're speaking about apartheid, segregation, racism, lynchings. It's obviously 500 years of all this madness, but essentially my people have been broken down and treated like animals. And so it was important for me to speak to that oppression, but also it's very important for me to change the narrative. And so that record, Animals, it's kind of what that is for me, is trying to change that narrative of how my people are looked at and treated in this world. And then the project ends with a record titled Ghetto. And it's really, it acts as a, though you treated us like animals, and though, you know, you've taught society to fear us, and though we've gone through all these trials and tribulations and adversity and all these words like nigger and these things that you've imposed upon us, we are going to celebrate in who we are. We are always going to celebrate in who we are and celebrate our truths. And so that's what that record there is about. So it's just a reflection of kind of my life experience and kind of life learnings.
He landed in the paint, boy. Everything hit, nothing really miss. Curry with the wrist, curry with the wrist. Gambled on myself, took a lot of risks. Stayed down and I never switched. Even when I was suffering in the dirt pit. Really got it out the mud. I told the city that I got him, this for us. Trust, word to Nip, it's a marathon. Put that work in, my hit game is Barry Bonds. Me, telling me behave. They look over leeway, I run it like relay. I don't give a fuck what they say. Nah. That ain't up for no debate. Fuck a nigga whip in his chain when I got this rage flowing through my veins. Shit insane. Yep.
This one's on the real, on the real, 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 real. Hey. Keep it real, let them know how you feel. Oh, please, it's fried chicken and collard greens. This one's on the real.
Virtuous woman is she? Never kiss and tell when I'm moving them streets.
Yeah.
Only real niggas can play for the team. And when we out here breaking bread, every dog gotta eat. Quick to press your line if you playing with me. Nothing like these other rappers, don't lie on them beats.
Facts.
I go Mufasa, a lion, a beast. I'm Biggie, you more little C's. My shit get them high, all but no seats. Plant seeds for our future and hope to reap. Remain true, time is money and talk is cheap. Wait in the water when the water get deep, it's deep. Stay down, never fall to a real OG. Had to humble myself, discipline is the key. Giving game to the streets, what the fuck do you mean? One time for the real, two times for me.
Yeah. This one's for the real, on the real, real, real.
keep it real. Let them know how you feel. Oh, please, this fried chicken and collard greens. This one's for the real, on the real, 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 real. Uh-huh. Real, real, real. Yeah. Real, real, real.
My name is Sincere, and we'll be right back.
Ever need a little bit of you time? But don't want to be alone? Go over to AdamMail.com and use our promo code AMPOD to get 25% off your order plus free shipping. AdamMail's mission is to provide sex-positive information and the best adult toys and videos from around the globe. Type in AdamMail.com and use our code AMPOD.
Homo Ground is made possible not only by our sponsors, but also by our Patreon supporters. People like Michael Bacon, Ashley Amon, Chris Lane, Willard Joyce, Brian Shields, Dee, Corey, Adriana Martinez, Lucenti, Queer Public, Kim Baglieri, Joseph Martin, Fernanda Delgado, Lucy, Thomas Kula, Bailey Watkins, David Aducey, and Marino Benedetto all help make this podcast possible. A contribution of $5 will get your name shouted out as a supporter on the Homo Ground podcast. Head over to patreon.com/homoground to check out all the different rewards that we offer and access to behind-the-scenes content.
I'm from Calgary, Canada. My experience here has been, I would say, different probably than majority of Calgarians that are here. When I was born, my father was an addict. He was hooked on crack cocaine. And so he was gone for the earlier part of my life. I just remember moments of him kind of popping up randomly. As a young girl, at the time, I thought my younger sibling's father was my father. And so he was also addicted to drugs, crack cocaine. And he also abused my mother. So, you know, as a child growing up, there's a lot of like fears, I guess, around me. So my mom was beaten most of my childhood by men, almost killed. There was just these things that were happening around me, like violence and like drugs and like all kinds of things that kind of almost made me fear myself in a way and then life in a sense, you know. And so I struggled with identity when I was younger, but music was always there. Also dealing with the fact that I liked women as well, right? As a young girl, you're going through these feelings and these experiences and you don't exactly know what these feelings mean. My family's Caribbean, so it's like homophobia is like, it's a huge, huge thing in the Jamaican culture. And so wanting to tell my mom was not an option. Wanting to tell my grandmother was just not an option for me because I was scared. So dealing with these feelings growing up and trying to figure them out the best I can. And music, it helped me identify with myself. It helped me identify. And most importantly, living my truth. I think the biggest obstacle for me has been transparency in a sense. I've just dealt with so much pain and hurt on my journey that it's been sort of hard for me to be transparent with everybody. I don't always give all of myself to everybody. If I do that, a lot of times I've always been hurt. And so it's something that I'm definitely working on getting better at. But I would say transparency was a big obstacle for me on my journey. Yeah, my life is beautiful now because I'm living it on my terms. It's the most freeing, amazing, incredible feeling to not have to hide who I am, to not have to hide who I am in my music, to not have to feel like people won't accept me for who I am because I'm queer. It's freeing. And that's what being queer means to me. It's a sense of freedom. The music video, the first single off Ghetto Gabby, Posers, was an awesome experience. And so working with the Life Factory, we've kind of had a couple meetings to sketch down ideas. And so just the overall vibe and energy of the song is, you know, people pretending to be something that they're not, right? Trapped in the social media world where everything is, look at my life, it's great. But when the camera's off, people are actually, you know, battling mental health and they're going through kind of all these dark things, you know, when the cameras are off. And so visually, me and Life Factory wanted to capture that in a way where it was fun and relevant, but still you could specifically see that there wasn't a message social media, it could be used for good, but it could also be used for bad. We kind of took it in a direction where we had like a lot of cool lighting. We kind of had mannequins. Mannequins was a great kind of aspect to it because mannequins pose. And then we had some cameos that were kind of like individuals on social media kind of stuck in the camera. And so as the video progresses, it starts with them snapping pictures of themselves and life is great and look at my life. And then it's sort of, they become deranged by the end of the music video as social media and as the internet overtakes them.
Poser. I just pray I get these Benjis. Ting by the pot like confetti. And these hoes ain't getting a penny. Send them in a frenzy. Remember when I told her rock steady? Little nigga, I ain't trying to be trendy. I'm trying to put my moms in a Bentley. You so petty. Off that deadly love tea. I've been working, I've been grinding low key. I've been moving, 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 moving around like OT. I be off a little room that Mary Jane and Tony. Taking you high, no protein. I do not smoke roaches. I am off the bullshit. Now we talking motion. See the future like I'm telling fortunes. Can't lose focus. A lot of these niggas is posers. Oh, hoes looking for closure. Too high up, blown doja. You a fraud, you a fake, you a joker. Jeez. Keep it real for a minute. You ain't been real for a minute. You ain't nothing but a critic. All that fake shit bad for my spirit.
Poser, posers, poser, posers, poser, posers, poser. Posers, boy, posers, never seen a trust. Nigga snitches on that boy, right? Hoes, you may never call them back. Send a city pics, that's a thirst trap.
Hop in a whip and get ready to ride. I'ma sign on your girl and then make her my wife. She feeling nice. Too real for the fuck shit. That's why you never see me in they functions. Ain't nothing but a hoe, but niggas cuffing. I'm a shark, catch you niggas out here bluffing. Man like you chat too much, and it never really be about nothing. You the type to carry news to the eyes. Yeah, you the opposite of real. These little niggas feel I'ma do this shit without a deal. Little homie, you just gotta keep it real. All summer 19, I ain't got no chill. A bitch making moves, I can't sit still. Had a room going up and everybody on till. How you gon' hate on me? Sins is the same OG. Granny say you gotta keep a G. These Milli Vanilli niggas faking the hoes weed. Please focus on stacking your cheese while I focus on her, how she fitting them jeans. Keep it real for a minute. You ain't been real for a minute. You ain't nothing but a critic. All that fake shit bad for my spirit.
Poser, posers, poser, posers, poser, posers, poser, posers.
Boy, poser, never seen a trust. Nigga snitching on that boy, right?
Posers,
you may never call them back. Send in city pics, that's a thirst trap.
So if you want to connect with me on social media, it is going to be Sinzer Official across all platforms. That's SinzerOfficial. My music is available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, of course, Tidal, iHeartRadio, Google Play, wherever you get your music, it's available.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Homo Ground podcast. I hope you enjoyed the words and music by Sinzer. You can find all the links that Sinzer mentioned on our episode notes at homoground.com/episode254, or check out the episode notes on our Patreon also. This episode was produced by Aaron McGregor of the Queer Public podcast. You can check out the Queer Public at queerpublic.org. Also, thanks again to our sponsor, Adam Mail, your most trusted source for sex toys, products, and information. Whether you're looking for something to share with someone special, or you're waiting to spice up your me time, from dildos to dongs, they're putting the power of pleasure in your hands. Don't forget to use code AMPOD to get your discount and free shipping at adammail.com. And if you like this episode, feel free to share it with your friends, write us an iTunes review, post it on your social media, interact with us on our social media. Anything that you can do helps. We've also got some new stickers. They're green, just in time for Earth Day and 420 and all of those great holidays. If you made it this far into this episode, shoot us a message and I'll get some green stickers out to you. You'll be the first ones to receive them if you're listening to this right when it comes out. So I'm excited to see how those look out in the world. And we also have our crew neck sweaters with colorful cassette tapes available on our Patreon and in our merch store. So if you head over to our website, homoground.com, you can find those available there. We're also in the process of switching over our website. I know I talked about this in the last episode. It's still happening. It's taking a lot of time because with over 200 episodes, we have a lot of media content, lots of photos, and lots of pages just in general. So it's taking longer than expected to get switched over, but we're hoping when it finally does, it'll be more organized and easier to find information. So one thing about Homoground is that, especially the podcast, it's one directional, right? So we're here broadcasting, we have the bands kind of telling their story, we're putting the music out there, I'm giving the updates, but it's lacking that two-way conversation with the audience. Sometimes it happens, you know, when people who listen to the podcast will let us know how they discovered it or a story about how they met their favorite band or met someone because of the podcast. And I love hearing those stories. And so we try to do more interaction on, you know, our social media and stuff, but still, that it's kind of like a barrier because you don't really get to see people's faces. You don't really have that real-time interaction. And we've tried to do live events in the past, but that's a lot of work to coordinate, and it's only limited to certain geographic areas. So if you're not in the area where we're throwing an event, then, you know, it's hard to participate. So Homoground has always been interested in using technology to its fullest. And we've done this before when we did that webinar about keeping venues safe, addressing sexual harassment and assault last summer when we did that webinar with Calling All Crows. You know, that's something we want to do more of. It does take a little time to organize, but definitely not as much time as planning an in-person event. But I think I'm getting stuck because I am not sure what direction to take it. And also, I would love to get feedback from you. Are you interested in this in general? Would it be interesting to have just kind of a monthly or reoccurring virtual hangout where people who listen to Homoground and people who have been featured on Homoground can kind of, you know, come together in a Google Hang or Zoom call or whatever, video hangout, and just kind of meet each other and network and share stories? Or would you like it more formal where, kind of like the one that we did, it was about a particular topic and we brought in someone to talk specifically about it? And then, you know, everyone is definitely free to share their own experiences and stories, but it's kind of more thematic. Would you be interested more in like a theme or just something more kind of in general where we could kind of talk about multiple themes and then maybe narrow it down from there? So that's something I would love to do more of this year. And actually, you know what? Let's just do it. I'm going to look at a calendar right now. This is all happening in real time because, you know, the thing is the first time that you do something new is not necessarily always going to be the best. But if you never do it, you're never going to know. So I'm just going to put a date on the calendar. And so how about this? March 30th, it's a Monday, at, let's say, maybe 7 p.m. I don't know. I'm just going to put this out there for now. If I get feedback from other people, like, oh, that time doesn't work, that day doesn't work, we can figure it out. But for now, I'm going to put March 30th, it's a Monday, at 7 p.m. on the calendar for a Homoground hang. It'll be a video hang, and I'll post the information on our Patreon and on our website on how you can access it, and anyone can join, and it'll just be an informal hang where, you know, we can meet each other. It'll be nice to see people's faces. Also, if you're shy, don't feel like you have to put your video on. You can also attend. There's also like chat features too. So if you're, you know, not wanting to show your face, you can still contribute via the chat box, and I can read those out too. And then from there, you know, we can just talk and see if there's anything pressing, if there's any topics that we do want to deep dive into and bring in people who can kind of lend their knowledge and expertise because they've been doing it for a long time, or anyone in particular who you'd like to hear from. You know, because, you know, we've featured a lot of bands, and a lot of bands have been doing this for a long time, going on tours, putting out albums, publishing books, a lot of different things, making a living off of their art. So this could be a resource that we can share knowledge, and we can pick the brains of these people who we look up to. And that's one of the cool things that I've always thought being queer and DIY is that everyone is usually very willing to help. A lot of the people that I look up to and are doing the things that inspire me and motivate me are accessible. And that's the cool thing, is that a lot of times we can just shoot a message to people that are our role models, and they are totally willing to offer knowledge or to sit down with you and talk. And I feel like that is something so special that we have that access. Whereas in the mainstream, it's like, nah, you can't just like tap Rihanna and be like, hey, can I pick your brain? Give me some advice. Like, show me, give me some support. Can you motivate me? It's a little bit harder with a lot of the more mainstream artists out there. But in being queer and DIY, you know, there are a lot of people in our community who are able to make a living doing the things that they're doing. And they are more than happy to share their knowledge, their experience, resources, and kind of just put us on the right path. So I would love to use Homegrown as a platform to facilitate more of that happening, more resource sharing, more peer support. So this is a lot of talking. Monday, March 30th at 7 p.m. We're going to do it. Video hang, more details to come. And if that time and date doesn't work for you, let me know. If there's a lot of people who can't do that date, we'll reschedule it for something else. And maybe we could do more of these. Maybe they could be reoccurring once a week or something like that. So if you can't make it 1 week, you can make it to the next one. I don't know. So let me know what you think about that. And yeah, I guess, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. We'll see you next time. Bye.